This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Triple Captain. Game week 18 is done and dusted. What a mad set of circumstances we've all had to deal with recently in FPL. We're going to talk you through it all and hopefully give you some sort of guidance towards game week 19. Not that we have any kind of pearls of wisdom to impart in terms of which fixtures might be cancelled and which might be on. But we'll do our best. We're at FPL Triple Cap on socials. We're a FPL podcast with the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. I am your host, Luke Jurdy. I'm at Luke Jurdy on socials, and I am now on YouTube. Quick plug for the YouTube. Luke Jurdy, give us a like and subscribe on there if you can. I'd really, really appreciate it. My poetry, FPL poetry, spoken word, and a few other bits of poetry and things like that. Maybe a little bit of rap here and there as well on the YouTube, because I'm a frustrated performer. And I'm also an FPL addict, and normally I would have been joined by my co-host Rich Wolfenden, which is why I've been rabbiting on for over a minute now on my own introduction-wise, but Rich isn't here. We don't actually know where he is, but thankfully Ben is back. How you doing, mate?
Hello. Yes, I'm Ben. I'm the producer of this podcast, and I've known Rich Wolfenden for many years now, and I can't help it. I really hope he's all right. Obviously, I'm going to chase him after this and call him and go, are you safe? But I imagine December's the month where Rich goes crazy. So I imagine that he probably went out for a few beers last night, probably with his Radio X showbiz friends, and then completely forgot about our first thing Monday morning recording. I mean, the game weeks are coming thick and fast at the moment, of course. So I can't blame him that much because I nearly forgot. You look at these, but now we've actually got a few days. Until the Boxing Day is the deadline, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Premier League have now confirmed, by the way, they won't be cancelling the whole round of fixtures. There were rumours that the whole round of fixtures might just be postponed because of COVID. But they are saying they're going to play whatever fixtures they can. But, I mean, you know.
Who knows what's going to happen? I guess all we can do is just advise on players to pick at them. As it stands, every fixture is on. So I think we should perhaps look ahead of just one game week and go, if you are going to pick players, obviously wait until the very last minute, but we'll give you a few different options to choose from for longer term, perhaps, rather than just thinking.
That's a good idea.
We might advise one player and then their game gets postponed. So I think,
or they're out individually.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's the best thing we can do at the moment and see what happens.
You know, before we do, can we just do a bit of a pep talk?
Okay.
Because I've seen a few people on Twitter, and also I've had a few WhatsApp messages from people in the Triple Captain League going, what's the point in FPL? I've only fielded 6 players this week and, you know, the Villa fixture was cancelled at the last minute and there's no point in it. And da-da. I totally get your frustration. Totally understand it. I ended up, well, look, very quickly, 47 points this week. But that's because I took an 8-point hit to try and cover some of the losses that were coming up. So 55, but 47. And I'm up to 600 and 74,000 now, Luke. You said be top 500k by Christmas. I'm not there, but I'm not far off. Bearing in mind, I was 1.4 not long ago. I've had a good few game weeks. But to the people who are thinking, oh, for God's sake, just pack it in. Just stick with it for a bit longer. Everyone's in the same situation. If you need to take a few hits here and there, don't feel bad about taking a few hits. Keep with the game because we're all in the same boat. It is annoying, but stick with it.
Yeah, I completely agree. You've got to stick with it. And it's all part of the game. I mean, it actually makes the game a lot harder and there's a lot more variance. So if something does go wrong, if something's out of your control, what is the point in getting upset about it? There really isn't any point. I made a huge error this week. Huge error. I waited and waited and I didn't get too concerned about price rises. I mean, bearing in mind, I had Antonio. He went down 0.1. The guy I wanted to bring in, Ollie Watkins, went up 0.1. But I was like, no, I still got to wait because anything can happen at the moment. I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited. I got to 45 minutes before the deadline and I thought, surely now it's not going to be cancelled. I made the move. I went on Twitter and 2 minutes later, the game had been postponed. So it was a horrible, horrible moment, because literally 2 minutes in it, if I'd have gone on Twitter before making the move, I would have seen that the Villa game was in danger of being called off. I would have held off. I didn't. So I brought Watkins in, and then he ended up obviously on zero because it was postponed. So just wait until the last possible minute. That is within your control. If a game gets postponed after the deadline, that's not in your control and everybody's in the same boat. But what is in your control is waiting until that last possible minute. It just makes the game like just that bit more complicated to navigate and play and to move things around. You've got to be more on it, exactly. And you've also got to kind of assess your team and go, right, so Arsenal have almost certainly got a fixture, but do I want triple Arsenal? Because the chances are, in a few weeks' time, they might have a game postponed because of Corona, or their opponents might have Corona. So do you really want triple Arsenal? Yeah, it might be good for this game week. I mean, especially if you've got Martinelli, Saka and Smith Rowe, fantastic. You know, you've gained those points. But was it worth the -4, the -8? Because then they might get fixtures postponed in the future. So just be wary of that. Obviously, we're all, and also we're all very lucky in the fact that Man City, Chelsea and Liverpool, the top three teams in the league, haven't had any fixtures postponed yet. So we've got all their players, so we can just hold them. We don't need to move them out. And so, I mean, Chelsea have got cases, so chances are, you know, they might get a fixture postponed. You've just got to navigate it, and you can still get green arrows. I mean, this week, I decided to captain Raheem Sterling instead of Salah, and my luck was in this week. What a week to go without Salah captain. I think it's the first game week that he's blanked since game week 2 or 3, something like that. And Sterling scored in the 86th minute for Man City. So my luck was in this week. 74 I got, -4, so 70. And I am up to 15,210.
Oh, the top 10, you can sniff the top 10K from there.
It's looming. I think I'm 7 or 8 points off the top 10K. And obviously, if I didn't bring in Watkins, I would have been even better, even closer to the top 10K. But I'm not going to complain about that. So yeah, and that's with 9 players. So it's still possible to get a green arrow each week.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily think outside the box. I did this week because it was just, I've wanted to do it all season. It's that upside chasing that I've spoken about, where there's a player who has a high ceiling. So someone like Sterling, someone like Foden, a lot of people captain Foden this week, but unlucky because he didn't play. Quite a few people captain Cancelo this week. It's a player who isn't going to be the most popular captain, but has the potential, has a better fixture than the popular captain, and has the potential for a lot of points. So the City players were obviously, on paper, they were better than the Liverpool players this week because Liverpool played Spurs away from home with Conte, getting better, so it proved. And that it just worked out this week. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but if you take those risks sometimes, you can really shoot up the ranks. So it worked out for me. I'm really glad I did it. It's the first time I've properly done that this season, because obviously Salah captain is the most obvious choice each game week. So you just need to just have a little look for things like that. I'm certainly not saying don't captain Salah. You should definitely captain Salah if he plays Boxing Day against Leeds. Jesus.
Oh, God, yeah.
Definitely.
He's already on him. Yeah. With Alexander-Arnold Weiss, actually.
Yeah, exactly. But you're absolutely right, Ben. I think there is a bit of a pep talk needed. Just remember why you enjoy the game. And it's one of those things. Yeah,
It is a game.
And yeah, FPL should perhaps be doing a little bit more to help us with the COVID stuff. But it's also quite fun, like navigating that kind of thing. Maybe you don't agree.
Okay, the rules then for sticking with it and navigating it is that, first of all, wait to make your transfers more than ever. Forget about price rises for the time being. Wait to make your transfers because of the fixture potentially not going ahead.
Yeah.
The second rule is diversify. So, you know, if you've got 3 players from one team, that game's called off, then that could leave you with a really bad week. So diversify.
Unless it's, you know, most of us have got Salah, Jota, Alexander-Arnold. I wouldn't be getting rid of any Liverpool. I wouldn't be getting rid of City. I wouldn't be getting rid of Chelsea. But any other team, yes.
But then if you've got those kind of potential headaches, have a strong bench.
Yeah.
It's the most important time ever to have a strong bench. I mean, I'm looking at my bench for the Boxing Day fixtures, and I've got Brozier, White from Arsenal, and Watkins on the bench.
Great bench.
You know, by taking out Ronaldo, it's freed up a bit more money to be able to go, because look, who knows? Any of those fixtures could be cancelled, and any of them could be cancelled at the last minute. So having a strong bench, even if you look at it and you, like, there is that horrible thing when you got a strong bench and then you suddenly go, oh great, well my third bench player has just brought in a double digit haul on it. Look, it's better to have that pain than it is to have a bench where no one plays and then you ended up with seven people on the pitch because of coronavirus. So
yeah,
I feel like we should write the guide advice.gov.uk/FPL.
Definitely. And like, you know, it seems like an obvious thing to say, but I think it's always worth being reminded of the obvious things, that there's a big wide world out there and there's a lot going on which is more important than FPL and football. It gives us great joy and great pleasure, and long may it continue. But you've got to, you know, count your blessings and don't try not to get too upset about FPL. And if it does get too upsetting, then yeah, just leave it for a bit and just see what happens. But I think the majority of the people that listen to this will be keeping on and keeping up there with their team. And there's a lot more luck involved at the moment, let's be honest. Okay, so let's try. I mean, who knows? By the time this is out, there might not even be any fixtures this weekend, but let's pick some players anyway to put on your radar for the future game weeks, because there will be future game weeks. My first pick, I think I'm leaning much more towards double City defence now rather than double Chelsea defence. I know that Alonso and James have had a bit of a renaissance in the last couple of weeks. They've both scored nice points. Alonso actually got three bonus against Wolves. But it's easy to keep a clean sheet against Wolves because Wolves don't score goals and don't concede many goals. It's always going to be low scoring. And Chelsea have looked, I think Jimenez had a goal disallowed. Chelsea have looked a bit dodgier at the back than normal. And City just look absolutely imperious. They're beating everybody in their wake. They've got a really good fixture run. So I think for me, Ruben Diaz is firmly on my radar. He scored a goal and had a chance. So he'll get the odd goal as well from set pieces, I think, Diaz. And he's decent. He's okay for bonus points, I think, now and again. So he'd be my pick to go alongside Cancelo from the City defence. I think I'd definitely keep Reece James out of those two, or Alonso perhaps, if you want to go slightly differential. But yeah, I'm thinking double City defence is the better option than double Chelsea defence now.
Totally agree.
What about you? Anybody to shout?
You know what? There's one person whose ownership is dropping rapidly. And it's the ownership's dropping because he's not starting. He doesn't need many minutes to bag his goals, does Emile Smith Rowe. In terms of the last few weeks, against Leeds, Arsenal won 4-1. He had 12 minutes on the pitch and he got his goal. Against West Ham, he had 24 minutes on the pitch and he got his goal. I reckon Arteta's going to put him on for 6 and see if he still gets it in the next game. But it is, honestly, like, what a great player to have. Like, in terms of the price, 6.1 million. His ownership's dropping all the time. He's currently now, he's 27.3% selected, but that was a lot higher a few weeks ago. So I think Smith Rowe, stick with him for the time being, is my shout. To be honest, like, it's so difficult to shout anyone, isn't it? I know we're trying really hard, but it is just like, you do look at it and just go, it just have a varied team full of players who are probably going to start, or like I said, Miss Smith Rowe doesn't need to start to score, but players who are going to feature, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah,
It's so hard to do this episode because of everything that's going on.
It is. I think if you own Smith Rowe, definitely keep him. I wouldn't be buying him now because I just don't like anybody with a rotation risk at the moment. It's why I decided on Saka in the end from Arsenal, because he's much more nailed than the other attacking options. Odegaard played really well, so you'd imagine he'll keep his place ahead of Smith Rowe at the moment.
Well, that's Rich's shout, isn't it?
Odegaard's
in terms
decent.
Of how much he's?
I think we've got to shout Martinelli as well. He was superb against Leeds. He's their main. He was their main attacking threat. Much better than Lacazette was. He's hungry. He's young. He's exciting. And I think he's like 5.2 million or something like that. I mean,
and they've got Norwich on Boxing Day.
Yeah, good fixture as well. Martinelli. I kind of wish I'd have gone for him over Saka, but I'm quite happy to own Saka and Ramsdale from Arsenal at the moment. Arsenal are playing really, really well, and they were excellent against Leeds. But I think everybody's excellent against Leeds at the moment because they're an absolute shambles at the back. They're a team to target. But having said that, I would still hold Rafinha if you own him. If anyone scores or gets points from Leeds, it's going to be Rafinha. He's just inevitable. But I've sold him now. But I'd keep him if you own him. I wouldn't be buying him in. Another one I'd like to shout is Heung-min Son. I think if there are any safe-ish options right now, Spurs have got through their coronavirus problems.
He looks great, doesn't he? Like, he's everywhere, and it's not just in terms of the finish. Like, some of the balls he was putting through.
Yeah.
How does he even find the space?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He was playing alongside Kane up front as well, which is really encouraging. And his fixtures are pretty decent. He's got Crystal Palace, Southampton, Watford, Arsenal, then Chelsea. So two tough ones there. But the next three are really nice. Then Southampton again, then Wolves, City, pretty tricky, but then Leeds and Everton. So a mixed bag. But if you want a short-term pick, his next three are really, really good. And the thing with Son is as well, he's kind of fixture-proof when he plays, and Spurs are really improving. So if you've got, I mean, for me, I've got Sterling at the moment. It's a really easy switch over to Son. So I'm tempted by that because I think Sterling's minutes are going to be managed like most City attackers, as we saw with Foden this week. I just managed to get his points at the right time this week. So I might think maybe I should jump off. But I think Son's a great shout. From Spurs, I still think he's better. I know Kane looked better yesterday, but I think Son's still a better shout for his price. And you compare him with Ronaldo when he's back. United, what do we think about United? I think if they get over their coronavirus cases, their fixtures are still amongst the best in the league.
Well, I mean, they're going to smash Newcastle on Boxing Day, aren't they? If they're back to full strength.
You'd imagine so. I think Newcastle are, the way they're going, they're decent going forward. They did okay going forward yesterday against City. There was a few threatening moments, and I think against United, chances are they'll bag a goal. But the trouble is that at the back, they're not that great. So you'd imagine United will smash them. We just don't really know with United at the moment. And I think the only player you can rely on is Ronaldo. Everybody else is a bit of a punt. So, yeah, I think they're still a bit of a wait and see for me, despite their great fixtures. Just to quickly note that Ben Krellin on Twitter, give him a follow. We shout him out every year. He is fantastic in predicting when the double and blank game weeks are going to be. So I think in game week 21 and 23, there's a possibility that United, Burnley, Brighton and Palace have double game weeks. And that's a possibility for 21 or 23, I think. I don't think it's a possibility for both. So keep an eye on that. And I'd maybe hold players that you've got from those teams. I mean, I don't own anyone from those teams at the moment, but I think a lot of people probably don't either because they're the ones that have just had the games postponed. But I think United players are going to be really popular if they have a double game week. And Gallagher from Palace, popular picks as well. I'm not sure I'd be too interested in many Burnley and Brighton players, even if they do have a double game week. I guess it depends on the fixtures. But
mate, there's 13. I've just had a look. 13 games haven't been played.
Wow.
Because of the 13 to line up. You know what? I'm also looking at the fixtures, and here's one to be aware of. We've got football from Boxing Day. On Boxing Day, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 1st of January, the 2nd of January, and the 3rd of January. Let your other halves know that you're not going to be seeing them much over Christmas. But also, you've just got to keep, especially if you're more of a casual player, the deadlines are going to come thick and fast between now and the start of January. So just keep an eye on that because, my God, there's a lot of fixtures.
There's just so many permutations, isn't there, at the moment? And because I think they're talking about, with this meeting today, they're talking about maybe postponing the fixtures, the round of fixtures after Boxing Day. So do Boxing Day, and then game week 20 is just completely postponed. So then game week 21 could potentially be a double game week for every team in the league, which doesn't really, doesn't really give an advantage to anyone, does it? Because, you know, all teams will have two fixtures, but there's just so much up in the air, isn't there? Like, everything we say, we're like, well, this is probably going to be redundant anyway.
But I'll still edit it and we'll still put it out. I think the only final thing to talk about, who's your Boxing Day captain? It's got to be Mo Salah against Leeds, isn't it?
It's got to be Mo Salah. Yeah, Leeds are absolutely awful at the moment. If you wanted an alternative, you could look at Trent, you could look at Jota, but I don't think I'd look at Trent at the moment because Van Dijk is out and Liverpool were very suspect at the back without him yesterday against Spurs. So Leeds, and we know what Leeds are like.
It's Van Dijk, I think Van Dijk, Fabinho
as well, and Henderson, is it?
Yeah.
So,
and Hendo,
all their best defensive players. So I think, just go for Salah this week. I don't think you need to think too much into that. He's going to be my captain. And moves wise, I hopefully will roll the transfer, but I'm tempted by Alonso to Diaz. I'm tempted by Sterling to Son. But I think at the moment, you know, if all the fixtures go ahead and you can roll a transfer, then do it, because it'd be brilliant having two free transfers at any point this season, judging by what's happening.
Great. Well, we'll be back over the festive period. It might not be in this format. We might be back in voice note form. We might just get three different voice notes on, because it's going to be, the last game is the 27th of December for this game week, Newcastle versus United on the Monday night. And then the next game week starts at 12:30 the next day.
Ah, right.
So it's going to be a tight turnaround, but we will turn something around.
Yeah, I mean, unless we record before or during the last game of the game week or something like that. But we'll get something out, definitely.
Great stuff. Well, you know what? Merry Christmas, Luke. Oh, you have a fabulous Christmas with your brand new son, Asa.
Thanks, mate. Yes, Merry
Christmas. And Daisy, of course, not just Asa.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a great time. Try not to let FPL or the football stress you out. Play your own game. I say play your own game. Don't play your own game. Wait till the last minute to make transfers. and stay calm. Good luck, everybody, for game. Who knows?